for those that are asking, the infamous producer of Game Time on 1620 The Zone that makes it possible for you to listen via podcast. Probably not have much to do with the stream, but if you're listening to the stream, he's probably got something to do with that too.
I have not. No.
Yeah, no, take credit. Take credit. No. I gave you the credit. Take it.
No, because when it's down, they're going to contact me. No.
Fair. George doesn't have anything to do with that. That's all Shane. George's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, shook.
But his Twitter handle is at my ice is black 04.
Yes, and I'm not changing it.
Can you take us behind what led to that decision?
After high school.
You're not very icy right now. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie.
It's a silly story. So after high school, one of my friends was like, we were in a car and there was the Black Ice air freshener.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, I'm going to call you Black Ice. I was like, why? And they're like, because you're chill. Because
you're slick.
And I was like, okay. So I literally ran with it. And I was like, Black Ice everything. But then Black Ice to me got really boring. So I was randomly, like about 7 years ago, I was like, my ice is black. I like it. So for like the last 7 years, that's literally everything.
We should change it up. Now you just go through a change. Your evolution. George's evolution from my ice is black too.
Jesus.
Well, there you go. There's another contest we can have. Some good things that I took away from hearing the fellas. The first one, and I'm in an unpopular, well, maybe not unpopular is the wrong word, but I thought PJ Fleck handled the presser really well. Now, in the words of Terrell Owens, I love me some me. PJ Fleck loves PJ Fleck some PJ Fleck. He'd be that guy if y'all have a couple beers and you know, you're talking and trying to have a conversation. PJ would be like, hey, enough about me telling you how great I am. Now you tell me how great I am. But I thought he killed it. Because he went through and he laid this out. He's like, yeah, you know, we got 17 guys coming back. It's great. But it's a different year, different team, different scenario, different. Trying to reset that structure, right? Trying to get that all back in. Get that all back into control. Maybe get the mindset back focused. So that was a say what you want about him. And I was talking about this last night. You ever just in a rut or you're bored about 8:30, 9 o'clock? Swing down and come chat on a Tuesday or Thursday. There's some interesting questions that get posed in there from staff, mainly Stetson. But interesting questions. Because I'm Team Fleck. I make no bones about it. I know my guy Foreman despises that guy to the nth degree for saying, I think it was they were up at the Super Bowl. And he ran into Fleck and Fleck, and Jay was like, hey, Jay Foreman, nice to meet you. How you doing? He goes, how you doing today? And Fleck was like, I'm elite. And he responded, that was his response. If you've ever met Jay Foreman, heard Jay Foreman talk on these airways, if you're going to come with some kind of gimmicky answer like that, you better be ready. And Jay said, I was like, hey, what is this MF talking about? He's elite. So they kind of get into it, and I guess Jay left the conversation, says, you will never beat Nebraska again. So for those listening, those players listening right now, you're carrying Jay Foreman on your back. Don't ever lose to Minnesota. But I like what he's done, right? Made a bold move, fired the defensive coordinator midseason last year. Things changed. Boom. Got better. He makes those tough decisions. He stays where he needs to be. He knows what he is. He accepts what he is. Recruits to his strengths from Illinois. Got ties to Illinois. But then he can get the product on the field. Like Central Michigan, I get it. You know, it was a MAC school and they were doing their thing. But look at how many guys from Central Michigan got to the league. From that, like he had talent there that he cultivated and he developed and they grew. Same thing can happen in Minnesota. Gary and Damon were going to get into a fascinating discussion today, and I wish I didn't know how long it carried on because I had to run in and get some errands done for the day. James Franklin was saying, hey, we got to restructure these. Why? If I'm the West, I'm like, yeah, we're on the come up here, bud. You're not going to have to worry about us for a while. Everybody keeps towing their own line, and maybe that's I'm a conference loyal guy, which is a rarity. If Nebraska isn't doing what they're supposed to and say Wisconsin is in a bowl game playing somebody or Iowa's in a bowl game playing somebody. Because I'm in the Big Ten now as a fan, I will want them to win. That goes contrary to a lot of people's thoughts. I'm not going to break out any Hawkeye gear. But if they're winning, I'll be like, yep, that's the conference I'm in. Now I boil it down even further to the West. I want the East to have to start to worry about the West a lot, week in, week out. I think they're in a better spot. Damon's not a huge James Franklin guy. I go in and out on him. I'm not that. Some days I care, some days I don't. Just being honest. I like D'Antoni. Harbaugh's just weird enough to be dangerous. That guy's got to win. Right? Somebody asked him at the Big Ten meetings, why is the Big Ten missing the playoffs? I don't have all the answers to that. Maybe that's something that'd be worthy of you researching and studying. That's a great response. As I repeat it, as I giggle through it, maybe that's something that'd be worthy of you researching or studying. Hey, don't ask me stupid questions. I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. Just keep it moving, bud. What do you want to know about Michigan football? Let's talk about it. I need to win. But here's the drill. Rank the Big Ten coaches in the West. This is for all fan bases. Rank the Big Ten coaches in the West. Who's your top? Who's your bottom? See where everybody shaked out. Now, I'm going under the assumption that every fan base is going to put their head coach number one. Totally fine with that. Throw your guy at the top. But I want to see how the rest of that shakes out. I'll be honest. Don't be bitter. I'll release mine in a little bit. But I think it's an honest breakdown. Now, disclaimer, Verzal, very pro Fitz. Like, I like Fitz a lot. Like when he played, like what he does up there, like kind of swag that he carries. It's not an outward, it's not as in your face as Fleck, but he's very common ways. And they have an amazing practice facility up there on the lake in Chicago. So yeah, in Evanston. But I'm very, so it took me probably 25 minutes to figure it out. Because I hold teams that win in very high regard. So I was like, well, Chris, I got to put it at the top. Well, they kind of stepped back last year. And now, of course, you know, Frost is the one. Because I'm the Nebraska. I just do that. If you're a fan of a team, tweet them at me. At Verse 51 on the JTech Construction on Twitter. If you'd love to see it. Where you rank them. Because the part that was easiest for me, I got an NFL guy last in the West. When I think he's a coach. And my mindset could change. Come middle of next year, but never know. Well, we'll know. But yeah, let me know what you think. Because it's a lot harder than you think it is. Then you start to look at it. Oh my God. I have Paul Chris sixth. I have him down toward the bottom because eye opener for me. We're going to take a break though. We're going to come back, talk to Brian Christofferson, get BC's views of what went down at Big Ten Media Day. We'll return here on Game Time 1620 The Zone.